Sometimes I get like overwhelmed with our Lord's providence. So I said this a couple of days ago, I think, that we first had this retreat scheduled for the first weekend in October, but then I had to be out of town, something happened, and I had to switch with Father Donovan, who almost every year does a retreat on All Saints, where all the conferences are on different saints and things like that. And so we ended up having this retreat this weekend where All Saints Day falls on a Sunday, which only happens mathematically, I don't know, every so often. Because I was also thinking about how a retreat for people who have been through a divorce, like, we don't really have, like, a patron saint of people who have been like, we don't have a divorced person that's been canonized, I don't think. We just recently canonized a married person. And there aren't a lot of scripture passages, you know, that say this person was divorced and they came to our Lord and he had mercy. Like, there's, because it's a modern phenomenon. But I think this feast day and the gospel reading are a perfect way to close this retreat. Because as we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, it really is a feast day on which we recognize all saints. Like everyone who's in heaven, not all the list of canonized saints. Most of them have their own feast days. But today's the day that we celebrate and we ask the intercession of every single person who's in heaven right now. Those we know about because they've been canonized, and those we don't know about because they've never been through a canonization process, which also would include anyone who's been purified through purgatory and is now in heaven. And surely, there are a few people that have been in the position that you're in, that have been divorced, that are in heaven. Surely. And so we do have those unknown patron saints. And I would like to think that as I've witnessed in the ministry that I do, that when people have come through that and they found Jesus afterwards, they have great zeal to intercede and help other people who are going through the same thing. And so there's something of an affirmation in that, that the Feast of All Saints Day becomes a day on which, like, whatever needs we have, there's somebody in heaven who's interceding for you in a particular way, and we don't even know about them. And so that's pretty amazing that we find ourselves right here, right now, on this particular Sunday. And the reading for this day is the Beatitudes. And as we've been reflecting on different aspects of our life and finding our story and the story of salvation, I don't think there's anybody in the chapel right now who hasn't at some time felt very poor in spirit or found themselves to be mourning. Some of us are continually mourning, or who fit the description of the meek. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, meaning those who look around them and say, like, this isn't just, this isn't right. There's something not right about my relationships, about the way people relate to me, the way I've been treated throughout my life. That's what it means to hunger and thirst for righteousness. And so our Lord says to you, yours is the kingdom of heaven. He promises you that you will be comforted, that you'll inherit the land, that you will be satisfied, that you will find yourself in right relationship. And our Lord speaks these blessings to you directly. Our Lord speaks these blessings to all of us directly in the readings today. It's amazing how much our Lord takes care of us when we take the time away to step back and reflect on where he's been in our lives and how he continually affirms his presence, his love, his mercy in our lives. And so today, let us pray that as we leave this time alone with the Lord, that we're always mindful to bring him with us, that we're mindful of these promises that he's made to us, and most of all, that we're never really alone, but we're always alone with Christ. Because we are his beloved sons and daughters. We are those who seek to make peace in our lives. And Jesus promised that too. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.